The two-year, nearly $70 billion budget weighs in at 719 pages. And as has been the case with his last two budgets, Governor Kasich is again proposing cutting income taxes, with a 23% across-the-board income tax cut and the elimination of income taxes on a million small businesses with less than $2 million in gross receipts. Tax Commissioner Joe Testa says it's the next chapter in Kasich's overall tax reform plan.
We're continuing our focus on shifting from a dependency on income for state revenue to shifting more toward consumption, away from income-based to more consumption-based. We still believe that that's the right thing to do, and we still want to continue to move in that direction.
That direction includes $5.2 billion in new taxes, featuring several increases that Kasich has proposed before. A dollar hike in the tobacco tax, raising it to $2.25. A 6.5% increase in the severance tax on oil and gas drillers. A 25% increase in the commercial activity tax, or CAT. And a 0.5% hike in the state sales tax to 6.25%. And a broadening of that tax to services that aren't paying it now. With the income tax cuts and a doubling of the income tax exemption for low-income Ohioans and an increase in subsidized child care for people making up to 300% of the federal poverty level, that's a total of $5.7 billion in tax cuts and benefits. Taking out the tax increases, the Kasich administration says that's a $523 million tax cut. Kasich also says his budget ups spending on K-12 education, but changes the funding formula so that districts with lower property wealth and lower incomes will get more state help.
It stands to reason, even though we are now increasing K-12 funding by another $700 million, that means over that biennium and this, we will have increased K-12 funding to the highest level it's ever been by $1.7 billion. We believe that that money ought to be distributed on the basis of capacity.
For higher education, Kasich wants tuition capped at 2% in the first year of the budget and a tuition freeze in the second. And he's proposing a $120 million fund to help students with debt. And the budget also includes Kasich's Medicaid expansion from last year. Kasich says he knows it may be difficult to get some of these ideas by skeptical lawmakers, especially those they have rejected before. But Kasich says he hopes they will, quoting him here, get with the spirit of it. And if not, he says he wants to hear their ideas.
But what would you want to jettison? You want to get rid of the small business tax cut? Do you want to cut back on the benefits to the working poor so they will work harder and get out of being poor? Do you want to say that our rates ought to be high so people continue to move out of this state? So you got a choice. And I'm actually pretty optimistic about our package.
Kasich's fellow Republicans, Senate President Keith Faber and House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger, said last week they aren't thrilled with tax shifting. And some Republicans have also said they're concerned about the size of recent budgets. The first year of this proposed budget has a 12.5% increase over the current budget and a 4.8% increase over that first year of spending in the second year. But Kasich says the costs of the tax cuts and benefits and more money for education will pay off with creating more businesses and jobs and keeping younger Ohioans in the state. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.